This is the Sakar Merli of the 8th of August 2025. Essence, sweet children, constantly maintain the happiness that you have completed the cycle of 84 births and that you are now to go home. Only a few more days of the suffering of karma now remain. Question. Which aspect should you children who are to become the conquerors of sinful actions pay a great deal of attention to in order to remain safe from performing sinful actions? Answer. Pay attention that you never become body conscious. Body consciousness is the root of all sinful actions. Therefore, repeatedly become soul conscious and remember the Father. You definitely receive the fruit of good and bad actions. At the end, your conscience would bite you. Therefore, in order to lighten the burden of your sins of this birth, tell the Father everything very honestly. Om Shanti. The greatest destination is that of remembrance. Many are only interested in listening to this knowledge. It is very easy to understand this knowledge. You just have to understand the cycle of 84 births and become the spinners of the discus of self-realization. There is nothing more to it than that. You children understand that you are all spinners of the discus of self-realization. It is not that you cut anyone's throat with a discus, as they have shown Sri Krishna doing. Lakshmi and Narayan are the dual form of Vishnu. Do they have a discus of self-realization? So why do they show Sri Krishna with a discus? There is a magazine in which there are many such pictures of Sri Krishna. The Father comes to teach you Raj Yoga. He doesn't cut the throats of devils with a discus. A devil is someone with a devilish nature. But otherwise, human beings are human beings. It isn't that he kills everyone with the discus of self-realization. Look at all the different pictures that they have created on the path of devotion. There is the difference of day and night. You children have to know the whole world cycle and the complete drama, because all are actors. Those limited actors know their dramas. This drama is unlimited. This cannot be understood in detail. Those dramas last for 2 hours. The details of each one's part are known. Here, it is a matter of knowing 84 births. The Father has explained, I enter the chariot of Brahma. There also has to be the story of the 84 births of Brahma. These things cannot enter the intellects of human beings. They don't even understand whether there are 8.4 million births or 84 births. The Father says, I tell you the story of your 84 births. If it were 8.4 million births, it would take many years to tell. You know everything in a second. This is the story of 84 births. How did we go around the cycle of 84 births? If it were 8.4 million births, it would not be possible to understand them in a second. There aren't 8.4 million births. You children should be happy that you have now completed the cycle of 84 births and that you are now to return home. Only a few more days of the suffering of karma remain. You have been shown the way to burn your sins away and how you can reach your karmatit stage. The father explains, give Baba in writing all of the sins you have committed in this birth and your burden will be lightened. None of you can write about the sins of your many births. Sinful actions continue to be performed. Ever since the kingdom of Ravan began, actions have been sinful. In the golden age, actions are neutral. God speaks. I explain to you the philosophy of actions, bad actions and neutral actions. The era of the conquerors of sin begins with Lakshmi and Narayan. This is very clear in the picture of the ladder. These aspects are not mentioned in the scriptures. You children understand the secrets of the sun and moon dynasty kingdoms and how you are those same ones. They make many pictures of the variety form image, but they don't understand the meaning of it. No one but the Father can explain it. There would have to be someone above Brahma who taught him. If a guru had taught him, there would not have been just one disciple. The Father says, children, you have to become impure from pure and pure from impure. This too is fixed in the drama. You have been around this cycle many times. You will continue to pass around it. You are all round actors. No one else plays a part from the beginning to the end. The Father only explains this to you. You also know that each one of those other religions come at such and such a time, whereas you have all round parts. You would not say that the Christians exist in the Golden Age. They come in the middle of the Copper Age. This knowledge is only in the intellects of you children, and you are able to explain it to anyone. No one else knows the beginning, the middle, and the end of the world. They don't know the Creator, so how could they know about creation? Baba has told you to print these righteous things and drop them everywhere from an aeroplane. Sit and write about these points and topics. Some children say they have no service to do. Baba says there is a great deal of service to do. You can sit here in solitude and do this work. You have to awaken all the big organizations and Gita Pathshalas. You have to give everyone the message. This is the most elevated confluence age. Sensible ones will understand very quickly. Establishment of the new world and destruction of the old world must surely take place at the confluence age. In the golden age, human beings are elevated. Here, human beings are impure and have devilish natures. Baba has also explained that many people go to bathe at the Kumbh Mela. Why do they go to bathe there? Because they want to become pure. Go to wherever people go to bathe and do service there. Explain to people that that water is not the purifier. You also have the pictures. Go to the Gita Pashalas and distribute these leaflets. Some children ask for service to do. Sit and write that the God of the Gita is the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, Shiva, and not Sri Krishna. Write the praise of his biography and also write Shiv Baba's biography. Then they can judge for themselves. Also write points on who the purifier is. Then show the difference between Shiva and Shankar. Baba has also explained how Shiva is separate from Shankar. The cycle is 5,000 years. Human beings take 84 births and not 8.4 million births. Write these main aspects in short so that leaflets can be dropped from an aeroplane and you can also use them to explain. It is clear in the picture of the cycle that such and such a religion is established at such and such a time. You should also have a picture of this cycle. Therefore, you can have calendars printed with the 12 main pictures in which all of this knowledge can be given, and then service can take place easily. These pictures are absolutely essential. Sit and write what pictures you have to create and what points you have to write on them. You are transforming this old world in an incognito way. You are unknown warriors. No one knows you. Baba is incognito and this knowledge is incognito. No scriptures are created from it. Other founders of religions have their Bible, etc., printed, which people have continued to read. Each one has his own scripture printed. Yours is printed on the path of devotion. It is not printed at the present time, because all of the scriptures, etc., are now to be destroyed. At present, you must simply have remembrance in your intellects. The Father also has this knowledge in his intellect. He doesn't study the scriptures, etc. He is knowledgeful. People think that the knowledgeful one means the one who knows what is in the heart of each one, that God sees everything, and that is why he gives the fruit of the actions you do. The Father says this too is fixed in the drama. Whatever sins you commit in the drama, there continues to be punishment for those. You definitely have to receive the return of good and bad actions. There is nothing in writing about any of this. Human beings understand that they definitely receive the fruit of their karma in the next birth. In their final moments, their consciences bite them a great deal for the various sins they have committed. They remember everything. As are your actions, so the birth you receive. You are now becoming conquerors of sin. Therefore, no such sin should be committed. The greatest vice is to become body conscious. Baba repeatedly tells you to become soul conscious and to remember the Father. You have to remain pure. The greatest sin is to use the sword of lust. It is this that causes sorrow from its beginning through the middle to the end. This is why sannyasis say that happiness is like the droppings of a crow. There is no mention of sorrow there. Here there is sorrow and only sorrow. This is why sannyasis have disinterest. However, they go away into a forest. Their disinterest is limited, whereas your disinterest is unlimited. This is a dirty world. Everyone says, Baba, come and remove our sorrow and grant us happiness. Only the Father is the remover of sorrow and the bestower of happiness. Only you children understand that it was the kingdom of deities in the new world. There was no type of sorrow there. When someone leaves his body, although people say that he has become a resident of heaven, they don't believe themselves to be in hell, or that they can go to heaven when they die. Did the one who died go to heaven, or did he come back here to hell? They don't understand anything. You children can explain to everyone the secret of the three fathers. Everyone can understand about two fathers, the Lokic and the Parlokic. The third one, the Alokic Prajapita Brahma, exists at the confluence age. Brahmins are also needed. Those Brahmins are not creations born through the mouth of Brahma. People do understand that Brahma existed, which is why they say, salutations to the Brahmins who are to become deities. People neither know to whom they say this, nor to which Brahmins they refer. You are the Brahmins who belong to the most elevated confluence age. They belong to the Iron Age. This is the most elevated confluence age, when you change from ordinary humans into deities. The deity religion is now being established. You children must imbibe all of these points and then do service. At the time of worshipping and offering food to a departed soul, they invite a Brahmin priest. You can chit-chat with them and tell them, we can make you into true Brahmins. It is now the special month of feeding departed souls. This has to be done with tact. Otherwise, it will be said that after people go to Brahma Kumaris, they stop doing everything. You mustn't do anything to upset anyone. You can give them this knowledge with tact. Those Brahmins will definitely come, for only then will you be able to give them this knowledge. You can do a lot of service of worldly Brahmins this month. Tell them, you Brahmins are the children of Prajapita Brahma. Tell us who established the Brahmin religion. You can benefit them while sitting at home. People who go on the pilgrimage to Amnath will not be able to understand as much from the written material. Sit there and explain to them. We are going to tell you the true story of Amnath. Only the one is called Amnath. Amnath means the one who establishes the land of immortality. That land is the Golden Age. Serve them in this way. You have to go there on foot. Go there and explain to good and eminent people. You can also give this knowledge to sannyasis. You are benefactors for the whole world. Your intellects should have the intoxication that you are benefiting the whole world by following Srimat. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children. And the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana 1. When you have time, sit in solitude and churn the good points of this knowledge. Then write about them. Think of ways of giving everyone the message and how to benefit everyone. 2. In order to remain safe from performing sinful actions, be soul conscious and remember the Father. You must no longer perform sinful actions. Tell Bapdada honestly about the sins you have committed in this birth. Blessing. May you be constantly powerful and make the elevated task practical while knowing that it is the predestined destiny. Although that elevated new world is predestined, the children who have received the blessing of being powerful become instruments to carry out that task on the basis of the philosophy of karma and its fruit, the effort and its reward, and of knowing they are instruments and of having humility. People of the world are unable to see any hope, whereas you say that this task has been carried out many times and that it is even being accomplished now. This is because in front of the practical proof of self-transformation, there is no need for any other type of proof. Together with that, God's task is always successful. Slogan: the elevated aim of saying little and doing more will make you great. Aviat signal: in order to be an easy yogi, become experienced in God's love. To attain success in the service you do and for your ascending stage, have unbroken love for the One Father. Let nothing else except the One Father be visible. When you have Baba in your thoughts, Baba in your words, and the Father's company in your actions, when you have such a stage of being merged in love and speak even one word, that word of love will also bind other souls in love. Even just the one word Baba, spoken by a soul merged in love, will work like a magic mantra. Om Shanti.